Before we go into the conference, there's something really important that we want to do, and I'm going to invite Tim and Deb, if you guys would come out. And then I'm going to invite our leadership team if they would come out as well. So our leadership team that you see coming out right now, these are the people that I would trust with my own life, without a shadow of a doubt. They are people who I know it's not just words. They'll live it out, and whatever I would need, they wouldn't care. If they could do it, they would do it, hey? And Tim and Deb are now going to join as part of our leadership team. And so to start this conference, we want to consecrate them into the office of eldership, which is our leadership team. If you have any questions about our church or about anything that's going on, you can talk to any of these people, right? And they will be able to help you. Well, maybe not Tim, hey? But, I know these people have my heart, hey? And you know, that's really important. Yeah, God gives a pastor a vision, and there's no way that vision can come to pass unless he can believe God and find some people that he can trust that will bear his heart, hey? And so it's not about me. I didn't choose to be a pastor. Well, I mean, I had a choice. I could say yes or no. But it's about the call of God, and it's about the office, and it's about what God wants to do. And he wants to do great things through this church. Hey, he wants to do awesome things through this church. And I know it, hey. So anyway, we're going to come and lay hands on them in just a moment. I'm going to invite our guest speakers in just a moment to come and join us. But I want to read a scripture out to you, and you guys can meditate on this. I believe God will give you more insight into this. So it's in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and it's from verse 12 through to the end of the chapter. And it says, "Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Now, this is Paul speaking, but this is, I believe, Jesus speaking to you. And so I want you to hear it as a word from God. And I'll continue on. This is Jesus speaking to you. He says, "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership." And that's what we're about to do. "Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." So, you know, Paul brings out here that as the eldership lay hands, there is a consecration, there's a separation for a certain function. And what we're going to do is we're going to lay hands on them, and we're going to minister as the Holy Spirit leads us to separate them into this role of eldership, of leadership in the church. So I'm going to invite our guests, John and Shirley and David and Lindy, if you would come as well. And Tim, if you just stand here, we'll just gather around them. And the rest of you, if you would just be willing just to stand and just stretch your hands out towards them. Hallelujah. Let's just begin to pray in the Spirit, hey? Now, any of you that are laying hands on them, if God gives you a word, I want you to just let me know. I'll give you the microphone. Come on, saints, lift up your voice. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hasko foli si bela skafara pradisi vericie. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for this couple, Lord God. We just thank you for what a blessing they are to transform us Christian church, Lord God. Thank you for their faithfulness, their desire to please you, their desire to walk with you, Lord God, their desire to be faithful to all that you've called them to do, Lord God. And Father, right now, We lay hands on them. We believe for an impartation of your spirit, of your life, of a new measure of your anointing, Lord God, that they would carry out this office of leadership, of eldership, Lord God, to the best of their abilities, Lord God, and knowing that you are leading them, that you're empowering them, that you are guiding them, and they get insight and they begin to move in the gifts of the Spirit, Lord God, in a new way, at a new level, Lord God, and they begin to be a blessing, even more so than they already are, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God. Oh, Tim and Deb, you're going to a new level. He's rising you up, and he's your strength. Just keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, and he's going to use you in a new dimension, a new level, something that's going to stretch you that you don't even think. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing, actually. It's going to be so awesome that you're going to have to pinch yourself. So get ready. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and the journey is just starting.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Seveles ke praja vaske ere, Hebre ke siye, Oska falalashkiye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I had something very similar. I almost saw like the Lord chuckling, and he said, aha, aha. He said, you are right where I want you to be. And you are commencing something new. This is a new chapter, a new phase that you're entering into. And with that comes a new mantle that's upon you. And begin to flow in that. Learn how to flow in that. Learn how to cooperate with my spirit. You can't operate the way you used to operate, says the Lord. This is a new mantle. This is a new anointing. Learn my ways at this new level. Learn to hear the voice of my spirit. Don't go back to your old ways. Go in this new way. There are new ways of thinking. There are new ways and new paths that I have for you, says the Lord. And you need to operate in the new ways that I give you. Holy Skifarachie. Thank you, Lord God.
My yoke is not burdensome. It's a yoke of joy. It'll bring such delight to your lives.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Tim, this one's more. Oh, it's for both of you because it's a picture I saw. You guys know when Tim preaches, he does that like funny giggle. Yeah, that funny giggle. I had this like a picture of Tim doing that giggle, like him and Jesus are standing across from each other. And Tim does that giggle, and then Jesus does the same giggle, and they're both just standing there giggling at each other. And then Debbie, you're in like next to Jesus, just smiling. And Jesus keeps looking over you, kind of shaking his head, smiling as well. He's like, I can't believe this guy.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Well, the Lord would say, don't get distracted by the things of the world, by the cares of the world. But stay focused on what he has called you to. The both of you must keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And as you do, he will lead you down the path that he has chosen for you. Yes, it is different, said the Lord. But it is a clear path, and he does the leading. He will lead you in the way that you should go. Praise the Lord.
While we were praying, I had a vision of you both, and there's a river, and people are entering in the river. There's heaps of people all entering in and up to their knees in water and entering in. That's the river of life, and Jesus is calling us out to deeper water. And the image I get of both of you is everyone's sort of knee-deep, and you're nowhere to be seen. And then I looked up, and then you swing in off the tree, off the side of a gum tree on a rope. And Tim, you're in blue Okanuis, I don't know why, but and you dive bomb in there with that laughter and the excitement and the enthusiasm that the Lord just loves about you both. You're both swinging on this branch and just jumping in, and you're making waves, and you're impacting people. You're impacting the surrounding environment, and God's given you that gift to impact. and he loves it.
Amen. I just saw that as you did that big dive bomb, and it makes a big splash. That splash is going to influence other people. And you're already doing that, but that's going to even be more enhanced because God has called you for a purpose to influence other people's lives, whether you're in eldership or not, but you are an elder, but God's going to increase that. And just stay humble because it's not you, it's God in you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, when we were praying over you, I heard the word impartation. And I believe that God is equipping you and enabling you, imparting unto you today, that God is releasing something in you because he has a work for you. And I heard him say this. He said he's going to wipe your slate clean. Everything that you had been doing, he's wiping that slate clean because he's going to do a new thing in your life, something that you would never, ever would have imagined that you would be doing. And you cannot and could not be able to do it without that impartation. And God is going to open up a door for you and take you into a new work and a new assignment. And God's going to use you in a great and mighty way. And it's going to blow you away. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Who can find a faithful man? I believe the Lord wants to commend you today. You are a faithful man and a faithful woman. And you are willing and obedient. And because of that, you will eat the good of the land. You're diving in, but you're not losing anything. You're diving into God's plan and his purposes for your life. You're diving into the blessing. And I see you totally blessed in Jesus' name as you fulfill God's plan and God's purpose for your lives.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Give him a round of applause, eh? Hallelujah.